With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Wildfires are intensifying across the southeastern United States. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has details.
They destroyed nearly 50 homes in Georgia. The fires have also forced evacuations and school closures. Some of the biggest blazes are along Georgia's coast and around Jacksonville, Florida. A long drought, low humidity, and strong winds are fueling the fires. Georgia's two largest wildfires have burned over 31 square miles. In Brantley County, 800 evacuations have taken place and five shelters have opened. In Florida, firefighters are battling 131 wildfires that have burned 34 square miles. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A key redistricting win for Democrats in Virginia is being analyzed around the country.
It was not a blowout. A roughly 2 percentage point difference out of 3 million votes cast decided the measure. That closeness is an indicator of how people, even Democrats who are on the defensive after Texas started this practice, have a bad taste with changing the policies that have stood the test of time for decades. While Tuesday was a night for celebration, another test is coming in just a week in Florida, where similar discussions are underway that could swing toward Republicans. And all eyes are on the Supreme Court, which is deciding a voting rights case that will likely scramble all the maps again. I'm Gary Fields.
Georgia's Democratic Congressman David Scott has died at the age of 80. Scott was the first black chairman of the House Agriculture Committee and was seeking his 13th term in Congress, despite challenges from within his own party. Scott was the Democrats' ranking member on the Agriculture Committee, despite most recently representing a Metro Atlanta district. On Wall Street, the Dow by 340 points, the Nasdaq rose 397, the S&P advanced 73 points. This is SRN News. Texas Baptist might give up on Baylor, correspondent Michael Arrington reports.
The university has approved an event featuring several homosexual speakers as a counterpart to a conservative gathering on campus, and the Baptist General Conference of Texas is not happy. BGC leaders are launching a formal review of their 140-year-old relationship with the school and might decide to end it. Baylor was founded in 1845 through the efforts of Baptist leaders, including the man who gave the institution his name, Judge R.E.B. Baylor. Michael Harrington reporting.
The European Court of Justice has ruled that a Hungarian law banning the promotion of homosexuality to children violates the European Union's treaty guaranteeing human rights and equality. Hungary's law prohibits the display of content to kids that depicts homosexuality or transgenderism, while also providing harsher penalties for crimes of pedophilia. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The ongoing bottleneck of the supply of oil due to the Iran war could affect more than just what you pay at the pump.
So far, the war's most tangible and immediate effect for many people has been spiking gasoline prices. But crude oil isn't just refined as a fuel. It gets turned into chemicals, waxes and oils, and other mixtures that appear in a vast array of everyday items, including most made with plastic and rubber. It's even used to help make plush toys. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And the U.S. stock market set more records after GE, Vernova, and other big companies joined the parade, reporting fatter profits for the start of the year than analysts had been expecting. On Wall Street, the numbers were very good, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average gaining 340 points. The S&P 500 was up by about 74, and the Nasdaq set a new record high. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at SRNNews.com.